know, for some reason this feels so much more ridiculous.
I don't even know why I think that.
My plan is to vlog this European adventure. So this is the first stop.
And it's nice because I'm in public, but you can't see more than a half foot in front of you.
I don't have the worries of people thinking about what people are thinking of you doing it, but who gives a fuck about that anyway? All I have to do is move slightly to the left and they'll never see me again. But even if they did, who cares? Why does that matter? It doesn't unless we decide that it does. But unfortunately, even if we've decided that it does forever, we can in any moment decide that it doesn't anymore forever. It feels better to not care. It feels like one of those things too that's like the more you do it, the easier it becomes. The more you do it, the less you care. Because really, it's just the initial doing it that's scary. And then you start doing it and realize there's no ramifications. There's no consequences for me doing this. There's no consequences for me talking into this camera. See the mountains. Oh. I mean, look at this place, dude. People are enjoying life too much to all of a sudden say, fuck it, you know what? Fuck this hot spring. I'm gonna hate this guy who's filming himself right now instead. Fuck this experience that I just paid $90 for. I hate this guy floating around talking to the camera. And even if every single person in this hot spring thought that, which, where are they, by the way? I mean, it's just like, even if they all thought that, nothing changes in my reality. Nobody's going to attack me because I'm recording myself. So it's all good. Always. All good. Always. Anyway, pick back up with you guys in the next spot, wherever that may be. Which I don't even know. I don't even know where I'm going. I'm here with my dad. We don't know anything about this country. But here we are. It's fun to be here. So, see you soon. How many people shit in here?
Probably. Well,
not gonna worry about it. All right. Peace.
Oh, just kidding. They've got face masks.
Now it doesn't matter what people think because they can't see my face. Well, I mean they can, but there's like a ton of people here that have these that are covered in this stuff. Isn't that funny though? Like if I was wearing a mask all the time, would I not care? But for some reason, because they can see, like, what my eyes look like and my nose and shit. Well, I mean, they can still see that with this. But it seems less identifiable. So when I get out of the water, they're gonna be like, that's the guy! That's the guy who was recording himself! What a freak! It's so silly when you say it out loud. Which is also a really great way to work through worries. Start saying it out loud, like, what's gonna happen? And then it's like, oh shit, nothing. Absolutely nothing to worry about. Just enjoy the hot spring with your freaking face mask. It's just amazing, dude. This is volcanic rock. It's just so sick. So basically, can you operate as if you were wearing a mask all the time and nobody ever would be able to identify? Well, no, because that's not really solving the issue. It's, can you operate with the confidence of wearing a mask without needing to wear it? Or just the confidence to just be yourself without masking anything? I mean, that's really what this is. It's getting to the point where you don't have to put on a mask to be yourself. It's like, what are we even hiding from? what do I think is gonna happen if I actually say what I think and feel and be who I am? And lots of things will happen, I'm sure, but we can stop straining. Stop putting effort and energy into creating a version or persona of yourself that you think will be accepted by the world. Do you love me now, everyone? Now that my face is covered? Look, I'm just like you. All the other people that have masks on, we're all just masking shit all the time. And we don't have to. We're masking shit because we think that we've figured out the optimal way to present ourselves to the world. And this way, people won't know the real us that we're afraid to show because of embarrassment or shame or fear or whatever it is. I don't know. Just kind of rambling. Sometimes it's nice to just ramble and see if you say anything that actually has substance or value. And even if you don't, it's like completely okay. Like, look at all these dudes. I don't know if you can see them, but like, look at all of us in our masks. Sick. Also worth noting, I have never seen another, there's like so many people recording themselves in this lagoon, and at no point did I think to myself anything negative about anyone else. And yet I assume that everyone is thinking negative things about me for doing this. Which is how you know it's egoic. Because I'm assuming that people are spending their time relaxing in a lagoon. Instead of relaxing in a lagoon, they're thinking about how fucking weird it is that I'm doing this. They're thinking about me. Even if it's a negative thought and not like, oh, they think that I'm so sick recording myself in my mask. It's they're thinking about me, which is always ego. And doesn't have to be the dominant force of your life. You just keep becoming aware of it. Feels good. Alright, peace. Coming to you live from the Airbnb. Got these just magnificent mountains in the back. I mean, look at that. This is a little house. And just all around. That moon. Also, it's 10 p.m. And it's just like, it's also freezing. I don't know why I didn't put a t-shirt. I have a t-shirt on. I don't know why I didn't put more clothes on. Anyway, dude, so sick. All right, that's all. Peace. Going on a hike up there. The streams here are just fucking unreal peaceful. Yeah, dude, vlogging. All right. Here's my dad. First frisbee location of the trip. It's at the base of a mountain. Oh no! Tits. Ow! I'll tell you right now, nothing hits quite like an Icelandic waterfall Medi. I mean, like, this is just unreal. It's fucking Earth, dude. What a spot. So I just finished what was certainly one of the best meditations of my life at this waterfall. And my mind was so chatty and just spazzing out about all of these things. And I sat there for probably about an hour and a half, and I kept trying to listen to the sound of the waterfall, and my mind just wasn't having it. My mind was exploding with thoughts. And then at a certain point, I just felt like I just gave up. And I stopped trying to get my mind to stop. And something shifted where I just started being able to totally hear the waterfall. It's still going on. It feels so good, dude. But like, it wasn't that my thoughts stopped. It's that I stopped trying to get my thoughts to stop and just put my attention on the waterfall. And then it just, all of a sudden, it just felt like I have this option always to keep my attention on what's happening, what I'm hearing. And then it just got more intense from there. It felt like every moment that I continued to keep my attention on the waterfall, the more intense the waterfall sounded. And then at a certain point, I just noticed that I wasn't having any thoughts. All that was happening, the only thing that I was aware of, it felt like, was the crashing sound of the waterfall. And it felt like, it felt like my experience in this body, sitting there on this amazingly comfy grass, it felt like it was merging with the waterfall. And it felt incredible. And sometimes, I don't know when that happened in like the hour and a half, but sometimes thoughts would come back in, but the pull towards them, like what was happening earlier on, was like I couldn't not listen to them. But it was like now I had this option. And the feelings that accompanied choosing the option of listening to the waterfall felt like peace and like bliss. And I felt like I could have stayed there forever. Like, and there was part of me that wanted to.
It's a cool cave.
Part of me was like, well, this is it, right? This is what it's all about, I guess. And what I'm finding now is as I'm walking away from the waterfall, those options never go away. You always have the option to keep your attention on what you're actually experiencing. And I'm like listening to the not so loud stream. And now it's getting even quieter, and it's like, hey, great, I'll just listen to the silence. I mean, oh. I've had some wild experiences in meditation, but this one was particularly wild, I think in part because of how extreme the thoughts were. it just made the relief and realization and recognition of these options that much more intense. Some stream sounds for you. I was reading something the other day from the book, An Autobiography of a Yogi. And the guy was, somebody in the book was talking about how you mustn't fall in love with meditation. You must fall in love with experiencing. Or something like that. It was like, don't worship the technique. You know? And that's what this felt like. I'm so grateful for meditation. But meditation, the effects and experience of meditation is not limited to sitting under a waterfall with your eyes closed. It's always. And it feels good. And on that note, I think I'm gonna go over there. See what that mountain sounds like.
Dude, I'm waking up, I'm making breakfast, and I'm just thinking, like, how incredibly fun is this reality? You get to wake up and have all of these amazing sensory experiences, and you get to dictate your reality and feel however you want to feel about whatever it is that you're experiencing. And you can change it if you've been feeling bad. You can change that and start feeling good about whatever it is. And you get to eat toast with jam on it and lemon water. And you get to create. You get to create anything. Oh, good morning.
Look at this guy. He ain't real floppy chunk. Go on, have a flop. Whoa, what are you doing? Oh, silly. Oh, meow.